Where can I go from your presence? Do you ever feel that God is so close that you could touch him? Do your prayers make you feel well within the circle of his protection and love? Perhaps you feel the opposite and you wonder if you were further away from God than you have ever been, and you question his love. The psalmist of the following passage is David, and he pours out his feelings here in Psalm 139. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. Psalm 139, 7 to 12. God is in heaven, he is in hell. Yet God is also in the farthest stretches of the sea. There he will also lead you and hold you. What a glorious promise to the believer. You cannot hide in darkness because the night shall be light to God, and he can see you there. In other words, there is no place whatsoever that does not contain God. His presence is everywhere. Perhaps we have gone through times in our lives wishing that we had this ability, at least in part. Have you ever wished that as a parent you could always see where your children were and what they were doing? Have you ever wished that they couldn't get away from you? Maybe when your children were toddlers, this thought came frequently. Remember when you couldn't brush your teeth without them getting into trouble? God, however, is omnipresent. He is everywhere at once. He sees us all and knows all that we are doing, have done, and all we even think. Can we hide anything from him? That would be a resounding no. However, people still keep trying to hide things from God. Maybe they think that somehow God won't see them or know what they are doing. Our passage above in Psalm 139 gives us a profound answer to the question, where can I go from your presence? God lists all the possible places on earth and in heaven and hell and tells us he is there. There is no hiding place for us anywhere where we will not encounter him. Nothing exists that he cannot see. It is a comfort to the believer who loves his heavenly Father, yet it is a frightening thought to the sinner who is trying to hide his sins and himself from God. Likewise, Hebrews 13:5c also gives us the promise of the constant presence of God. In it we read, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Imagine the panic such a passage gives the unbeliever who wishes to escape from God's notice. The opposite is true for the devoted believer who draws enormous comfort from the knowledge that God is always there with him. Overwhelming gratitude that we have an omnipresent Father fills the believers' hearts. We cannot leave the vision field of God's loving eyes, nor go somewhere of which God is unaware. Your state of joy or stark fear depends totally on where you are spiritually in your relationship with your Father God. The choice is yours. Remember, wherever you are, God is right there beside you when you reach out to him.